Fox.
All righty, good morning. It's 6:35. Brock Hunter,
what's up?
All right. Well, I already did weather, and we're going to do weather again, so I'm not going to waste my time doing weather now. Let's do rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Let's see. Couple things here. Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx. Oh, boy. Well, he's walked back on some harsh comments he made about Kiss and rapper Travis Scott for copying elements of his band's show. Obviously, it was him. And Kiss and Motley Crue have been kind of going back and forth for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand. Maybe they're just trying to drum up attention for the current shows.
And you know what you said and go with it, man.
Yeah. Sixx says he now realized that the artists were not responsible and shifts the blame to the stage design company Motley used. They evidently recycled two concepts, a crane hoist with a Kiss and a drum roller coaster for Scott. He says he won't work with that company again. Why does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Jesus. Just boo-hooing for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, Mr. Jimmy. This is really cool to me. Mr. Jimmy is a documentary that premiered at South by Southwest this week, and it tells the story of a Japanese Jimmy Page fanatic who has been painstakingly recreating Led Zeppelin concerts in small Tokyo clubs for the past 30 years.
Really?
Akio Sakuri, who idolizes Page, learned to play, act, and dress like him. He eventually took Mr. Jimmy as his stage name. A story in Variety notes that Page actually attended one of his shows, which, quote, changed Sakuri's life forever. I can only imagine. Your idol's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come check out your show.
A little nervous, huh?
Yeah, no joke. Yeah, watch, everything goes wrong. A review in Glide magazine calls the film, quote, an astounding look at the nature of obsession, the magic of Led Zeppelin, and the sheer force of musical fandom. I am going to have to try and check that out. I wonder if it's streaming anywhere, but that sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. Someone that just goes that above and beyond just to,
you know,
and Zeppelin doesn't have like a small stage show. Like, I mean, it's pretty
heat on YouTube, man.
Pretty impressive. So I'll see if I can find that one. If you want to look it up, it's called Mr. Jimmy. All right, let's do some history for you.
On this day in rock history.
All right, let's see here.
Opal is a hydrated amorphous form of silica. Its water content may range from 3 to 21% by weight.
Are we going to have to go through this?
But is usually between 6 and 10%.
Every single day.
Yeah, this is the Opal Rock. This day in rock history.
No, rock and roll. I don't want to do this every day. Do we have to go through this every single day? I'm talking about musicians. I'm talking about rock and roll. I explained this yesterday.
Don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
On this day in rock history, 1983, John Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, and Alec John Such formed the legendary Bon Jovi Band in Sayreville, New Jersey. Honestly, one of the few good things to come out of New Jersey was Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's what happened on this day in rock and roll history.
The internal structure of the precious opal makes it just...
On this day in rock history.